Welcome to the show. I'm really excited about this one, only because I'm going to knock out several articles that I've been wanting to touch for the last couple days. And I just was long-winded on the other topics we were talking about. And so I was never truly able to get to them. And that was frustrating. It's always frustrating when you prepare for a show and you have all these things you want to hit. You're really excited about them. And then you run out of time. It's terrible. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening. Thank you for those of you jumping on, watching live. And if you have any questions or chat, if you want to chat, put them in the text and maybe I'll integrate it into the show. Who knows? We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in the memo field, and you'll get this sweet 15-ounce mug. There's also a link in the show notes if you would like to just click a link instead of typing in an address. You get that mug. You get a Fight Laugh Feast pint glass. You get tons of great content. It's Bible studies on Proverbs with Toby. You get a great sales series. You get a lot of stuff, but most of all, you'll be coming alongside of us, proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. Don't forget, we got the book club coming up 2 more weeks. I'm really excited about that. I'm almost done with the book, and I'm going to be compiling my notes and getting my show all together and ready to go. It's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a great book. I already have sent it to a bunch of my other friends who have tons of teams that do negotiating, and I'm sending it to them, wanting them to read it because it's such a beneficial book. I really highly recommend it to anybody who is interested in developing and understanding how to communicate when negotiating or in conflict resolution. It's a really great book so far. So I'm really excited about it. I hope you guys join us. I hope you're part of the discussion live. I hope that you guys will consider supporting. Check out the Patreon link below. Really appreciate that. If you want to contact me, you can reach out to me. You can find me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. Social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Really appreciate a follow and all of that good stuff. I seriously absolutely love it. Even when I get called bad names by people who would want to waste their time telling me I'm a bad person. I don't know, but I still appreciate it. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. I'm a big believer that personal references are the best marketing that you can have. So thank you for that. All right, I want to talk about this Christian woman that I got this article shared from Jeff Durbin. Apparently, this is somebody at his church in Apologia in Arizona. And this is talking about the cost. So remember, we're in a battle, we're fighting. Our careers, our finances, our entrepreneurial ventures are all tactics in a long-term strategy orchestrated by the Holy Spirit and Jesus, the head of the church, to accomplish his mission. To accomplish his kingdom, that may his kingdom come. And there are setbacks. There are counterattacks. There are other forces fighting against us, right? Ephesians 6, principalities, powers. We're fighting against these things. And this lady teaches an art class, and she had an LGBTQ, or the alphabet, as I call it, thanks to David Chappelle. I'm just going to call it that from now on. So whenever I say the alphabet crew or something, the alphabet, I'm referring to LGBTQ. And I attribute that to good old David Chappelle. So this Christian teacher had an alphabet student, a transgender to be specific, and she wanted to somehow, I'm not sure exactly what the art was, but to put the art or have some kind of art regarding her transgender lifestyle. And she, the teacher, got written up for objectionable, disrespectful, and unprofessional behavior, and she was fired from the school. Now, I come from California, where there is no end to what you can do as a teacher in California and still not get fired. I don't know if the unions are different in Arizona than California. They probably are. I mean, the California teachers unions are a cancer to that state. Let me tell you that. But I'm kind of just shocked that this teacher was able to get fired like this for her own personal beliefs. But she was standing up and says the teacher subsequently acknowledged that she rejected the topic because it conflicted with the teacher's religious beliefs. The student went to a counselor who informed the school principal. The principal advised Chrome there is nothing objectionable with the student's project topic. So the school is like, hey, there's nothing wrong with advocating for the alphabet lifestyle. In the email, Chrome told the principal she does not condone the alphabet lifestyle and won't assist in creating artwork that glorifies it. So she's not going to facilitate it. She's not going to allow it in her classes because she is either going to put, and this is her quote, either this topic is the priority or the word of God is. And she lays it out. And it turns out the school does not agree with her that the Bible and what God says, who created all of us, is not the priority, but it's what the student thinks, what the student feels about themselves. And I want this to be an encouragement to you, an encouragement in this way, that we have faithful brothers and sisters fighting the good fight, and we have people willing to stand strong and to stand up and use their careers, use their situations, what God has provided them, their authority. This lady is a teacher. She has authority over her students, is teaching them to do what's good. And she got fired for it. But it's okay because God is our provider, Jehovah Jireh. Our God is our provision. She was getting a paycheck from her school. She was getting a paycheck from her job. But the money that she gets and how she gets her provision is ultimately from the Lord. And she's going to be provided for and she's going to be taken care of for. And if the worst thing that your job can do is fire you like this lady, but you, that means you're being obedient to what God has called you to do, then fire me all day long. Because I would rather be pleasing to God and fear God in a way where I want to do what he wants me to do, and that I am having actions and words and making stands and making decisions that are going to be pleasing to him rather than pleasing to man. And if I have to choose, which this woman did, she had to choose. Is she going to promote sin? Is she going to promote the alphabet? Or is she going to promote the word of God and stand for what is true? And her school made her choose. And so she chose. And I don't know all the details, but I just wanted to encourage you with that, that there are people fighting, and I want you to stand up with us and fight as well. And I'm not saying go out and get fired. What I'm saying is don't back down. You may get fired, but it's okay because God is our provision, not our jobs. And God will take care of us. God has infinite resources. He created the world where our jobs exist. We're going to be okay. He's going to take care of us. Okay, so on to something that's a little more fun, lighthearted. Not too many lighthearted topics of late. I apologize for that. I want this to be a fun, entertaining show. Tootsie Roll. It's a company that has, and it's an old company, they do one thing, candy. In a time where diversification is the name of the game, where especially candy companies, sugar companies, because we're starting to realize how bad sugar is for us. When the culture is aware of this, these companies are trying to diversify and to branch out into other topic, other product categories where sugar isn't their primary product, so that they can diversify and be hedging against this assault, quote unquote, on sugar. And again, I think sugar is terrible for you. And some of the things that the sugar industry has done in the past with lobbying, trying to blame the illnesses that we were experiencing as Americans on trans fat, or on animal fats and on meats and things like that. It's terrible. And I can't believe they got away with it, but yet they did. But I love this company. And I bring this company up because if we are going to be going into a recession soon, when you're investing, you want to look at companies that have a strong dividend. And this 123-year-old company is a company with a strong dividend, but it's really unique. It has very unique characteristics. And I don't invest in them. I have no stock in them. I should give that as a disclaimer. But so it's the Gordon family. They've owned a majority of Tootsie Roll for 60 years. After its 95-year-old CEO passed away in 2015, 95 years old. Like, you have to be pretty sharp, or no one cares about the company to let you be 95 years old and still be the CEO of the publicly traded company. And yes, it's publicly traded. That's why I'm saying it might be a good investment tip for when we're looking for those dividend-heavy stocks during a recession. So when he passed away, his wife of 87 years old, Ellen, took over and she's running the show at 87 years old. So it's an elderly couple. It's an elderly company. They do not do earnings calls. Now, normally when a company announces their earnings or they come out with the reports that they're required to by law, they'll have a call, they'll talk about it, they'll talk about the highlights, they'll try to spin it as positive as possible so people will be interested and intrigued and want to buy more of their stocks. They don't do it. Yeah, we've been around long enough. Yeah, we're just not going to deal with what everyone else normally does. They don't do earnings calls, and so they don't have any analysts because they only do candy, and it's like the reports are what the reports are. But check this out, and this is from Robinhood. They have a newsletter that goes out. Their stock is up 28% in the last year, and it's because their dividends. Now, dividends are payouts that profitable companies. It's like revenue sharing. So you own part of the company when you own stock. And one of the ways what you do with cash is you reward your shareholders who have invested by buying shares and giving you funds to do things with your company and operating costs. And so they distribute this dividend, and it has raised dividends every year for the last 50 years. Now think about the Great Recession, the dot-com bubble, all of these different events and economical events, these recessions, they have raised dividends every year for 50 years. Now, normally a red flag is when a company will lower dividends. That's when you're like, uh-oh. But keeping them the same even isn't a big like warning flag. Like if you don't raise dividends, I mean, maybe this company that's had a pattern for 50 years, if they all of a sudden don't, then there might be some kind of stock market hit. But 50 years of raising dividends every year. And that means that the value of the stock, it's not just about how much the stock price grows, but it's also you factor in how much you get back in dividends. So that might be an interesting stock to check out. Again, there's no analyst, so you can't read about it. But yeah, that could be a good little safe haven for you. All right, so let's go out, be successful, be bold. Remember, we're in a battle. Let's not be afraid of the enemy, because we have someone who is greater than anyone who is in this world. And we will be victorious in the end because of Jesus. Let's go out, be successful, and talk to you.